A lot of people have a preconceived notion of what it's like to be a 911 dispatcher. As a lot of you have heard from previous episodes, from one call to the next, the calls can vary greatly. Some are happy calls where a baby's born. Other calls are incredibly intense, like a shooting or stabbing, a lot of those being domestic related. And sometimes you get calls that are saddening, even though you're not directly involved with it. I've said a lot of times to coworkers and trainees and anyone not directly in the emergency field that a good day for dispatchers is usually a very bad day for someone else, sometimes an individual and sometimes an entire city. Those calls can be over the top and sensational, and they can also be very common and routine. The call I will start off with today combines both of those situations. For those of you who haven't heard, comedian and TV star Bob Saget passed away. He was in the business for decades and is very much a household name. When news popped up that he had passed, the internet as well as just acquaintances of mine lit up with memories of him on the show Full House. Others about him and his stand-up comedy career, and really either way, just nearly everyone in America and a lot of other countries had some sort of connection with Bob Saget. I also can be included in that situation. I grew up watching Full House, and later I saw him in other roles, one of those having a couple guest appearances in the show Entourage. Past that, we can talk about what was initially found, but first, a portion of his 911 call was released. The call itself is not that long, and a significant portion of it has been redacted, so keep that in mind when you hear gaps in the conversation. With all that being said, here's the call.
911, what is the location of your emergency?
Good afternoon, I'm calling from the...
What is the address?
The address is...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's going on there?
We have an unresponsive guest in a room. My officer is telling me that there's no pulse and the...
Okay, what room number?
He's in room.
Okay. Non-responsive, not breathing?
Yeah. Not responsive, not breathing, and no pulse.
Okay. Stay on the line for medical. One moment.
Thank you.
Do you know how old?
Which case for rescue?
Yes, 20.
Okay. And caller, I have the phone numbers.
The direct phone number.
This is the kind of 911 call that we get pretty frequently. A hotel worker either is cleaning the room or is called to check on a guest that has failed to check out, or that the guest's family calls to see if the hotel staff can check on him. That was the case here. Bob's family wasn't able to get in touch with him and called the hotel, the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando, to check on him. They sent an employee up, which I can only assume knocked on his door, and after a few failed attempts to get him to the door, entered the room and found him not conscious or breathing. Speculating again, but the way this usually happens is an employee who goes to check on the guest will radio down to the main desk clerk or manager and have them contact authorities. It's always better when we can get info straight from the person there on the scene with the patient, just in case it is a workable arrest. But most of the times, just like this one, the patient has already passed away. According to an article from the New York Post, Saget was found lying on his bed, on his back, with his left arm across his chest, and his right arm resting on the bed. He was reported to have been cold to the touch, yellow, and clammy. Generally, if a person's found not breathing, not conscious, as well as cold in a warm environment, and also stiff, they're too far gone to try any resuscitation. At time of recording, the medical examiner has not released an official cause of death, with something like this sometimes taking weeks to determine, but did say no signs of abuse or trauma or drug use were present. Saget was in the Orlando area on his new comedy tour called the I Don't Do Negative Comedy Tour. He had a set late Saturday night and, according to hotel records, used his key to get in his room at about 2:15 a.m. after his show and then sent out his final tweet on Twitter at 3:42 a.m. An excerpt from his tweet. He said, "I love tonight's show in Jacksonville. A very appreciative audience. Thanks again to @RealTimWilkins for opening. I had no idea I did a 2-hour set tonight. I'm happily addicted again to this shit." This was only the second stop of this tour, and he had many more cities to go before the tour was over. And it looked like it was supposed to go through mid-June of this year. If you have a Twitter account, it's very easy to see how loved this man was. Just do a search for his name, Bob Saget, and see what comes up. At first glance, you see huge comedians and other stars showing their love for him. Gilbert Gottfried, he sent out a tweet saying that he is still in shock, that he had just spoke with Bob a few days ago, and they stayed on the phone as usual, making each other laugh. He says, "Rest in peace to friend, comedian, and fellow aristocrat, Bob Saget." Jason Alexander, he tweeted, "I know that people lose loved ones, good people, every day. No one gets a pass. But the loss of Bob Saget hits deep. If you didn't know him, he was kind and dear and cared about people deeply. He was the definition of a good egg. Too soon he leaves." Saget was survived by his wife, Kelly, and his 3 daughters. His family released a statement regarding his passing. "We are devastated to confirm that our beloved Bob passed away today. He was everything to us, and we want you to know how much he loved his fans, performing live and bringing people from all walks of life together with laughter. Though we ask for privacy at this time, we invite you to join us in remembering the love and laughter that Bob brought to the world. Bob, you were always a funny and likable guy to me. I'm sorry to see you go, but I know that you have found a whole new audience to make laugh up in heaven. Rest in peace, man." Sorry to make this a ultra short episode today. Things in general have been pretty hectic this week, and I was going to wait until later on in the week to do an episode, but since this happened, I wanted to go ahead and put something out for you guys. I will definitely be back with a full episode at minimum next week. But until then, for Music City 911, I'm Brandon, and y'all have a good one.